First off, Tava, have you been annoyed by how people are pronouncing your name in these in-game so far?
Not really. Growing up, I've been called every name under the book that you could try to pronounce my name, so it's kind of normal, but it's all good.
Also, just wanted to ask you, what's keyed you 2 touchdowns, 2 games? I think you only had 1 reception a season ago. What's keyed you being such a big part of the offense early on?
Honestly, I think just being in the right place at the right time, and having the trust in A-Rod and Coach Gilride and Jake, and just being able to evolve in this offense. At the same time, it could have easily been anybody else. And so I'm just grateful for the chance and just to be out there and just make a play when the ball comes to me. So, yeah.
Tommy, you've played college football for a little while, so you've had these non-game Saturdays.
Yeah.
Do you have a routine, or how do you approach them? Because they are different than a game Saturday.
Yeah, it's definitely it creates the week before is very expedited, and so the amount of focus and level of intensity in all aspects of recovery and game film and practices are at an all-time high, and so just being able to just be cognizant of that is, I think, the biggest thing, and just treating it, knowing that you got one less day, which is huge. So,
Kalani always emphasizes ball security, and so clearly the offense can't be pleased with a couple of the turnovers you've had.
Right.
How do you address that as a unit, as a group, to try and shore that up and not, you know, get in bad habits or have those types of things happen?
Yeah, I think more than anything, ball security is not a passive thing. It's something that you always have to be aware of, and that has to be the number one thing that is of importance in the game. And so, I don't know if there is really an answer to that, but other than just always being able to, when we're in practice, whenever you see a teammate or yourself not have good ball security, to be able to yell it out or to be aware enough to fix it. I think that's one way that we can do it. And then obviously watching back on the film and seeing how it affects the game. Hopefully all those things can help us have better ball security in the future. So, yeah.
Thanks, Jared. We'll take questions from Sean and then Jay.
Hey, Tommy, you touched on this a little bit there with Jared, but I kind of wanted to follow up because I know the semester is still young, so you probably don't have a ton of homework to get caught up on over the weekend.
Yeah.
What was your favorite college football game that you got to watch on Saturday when you had a little bit of downtime? Or did you have, like, a favorite moment or anything?
Probably would be watching my younger brother. He plays at New Mexico State, so they played Liberty, and they were winning all the way up till the last couple minutes and couldn't pull it off. But just being able to watch him play, that was definitely a highlight. Usually we play on the same days, and we're not able to watch it live. So that was definitely my favorite game, college game.
Yeah, for sure. That was actually a really fun game. I had that up on my ESPN quad box that I have on one of my monitors. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and inquiring minds want to know, and you're the guy with back-to-back touchdown passes and everything else, but
sure.
BYU has a reputation as a little bit of a tight end U and that kind of thing.
Sure.
And so I think a lot of fans want to know, is tight end U back with sort of your emergence and what Reiner was able to kind of put together on Friday and Kibo being Kibo, that sort of thing? Like, are you back?
I mean, I definitely would like to say so. And then we got, you know, Coach Gilbride, that, you know, he has his reputation in the NFL, and then coming here and being able to coach us, that's only going to make us even better. And, you know, all the guys before us, I was able to play with Isaac Rex, and, you know, I was able to learn so much from him, and I look up to him in so many ways. So, yeah, definitely. And we have, like you said, we have more than, you know, even those that you listed in the room that can really be an impactful player. So, definitely.
Go ahead, Jay.
Jamonta, after you cut that touchdown pass, you were on the ground for a while. I'm assuming you just had the wind knocked out of you. Is that right?
Yeah, just the wind knocked out of me. That was the first time it happened. So, it was kind of a weird, scary experience. But, yeah, it's a cool experience to be able to – tell others. So,
So you're totally good to go.
Yeah, I'm all good. Yep.
Then I just want to ask you about Wyoming. What, as you know, playing these guys 2 years ago,
sure,
you weren't on the roster, I don't think.
But yeah.
Just what was your feeling about going to Laramie at 7,200 feet above sea level and playing the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think it's very it's going to be a fun game going there. There's a lot of history between BYU and Wyoming, and funny enough, my father-in-law was able to or grew up right around Laramie, and so I've known a little bit of history behind Wyoming, and so it'll be fun, and we expect to get the best game from the Cowboys, and so we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
So is your wife from Wyoming?
No, so just her father grew up there and then moved to Arizona, and so we're both from Arizona, so yeah.
Got it. Thanks.
Yeah,
no problem. Thanks, Steve. We'll finish up with Mitch.
Okay.
Tava, you know, 7 tight ends traveled to that SMU game.
Yeah.
I'm curious, does Coach Gilbride and A-Rod, do they kind of lay out to each of you guys what your workload's going to look like in a game? Is it kind of – or is it feel-based by who's having success early on?
Yeah, I think we all know that we all have roles to play, and as you've seen, the past couple of weeks we play a lot with 2 and even 3 and 4 tight ends, and so just having enough bodies to fill those roles, and in case anybody goes down, that's definitely a useful thing for us, and there's so much different bodies in that tight end room that we can really have an advantage to other teams to just use the different people that we have in that room. So, yeah.
How do you feel like from last year, the versatility of this group, how do you feel like it's evolved this season?
Yeah, I think more so than anything, everybody in the room has evolved to be an all-around tight end that they can go in there and pass protect or run block, as well as go out for the routes and make plays. And that's a big, a tribute to Coach Gilbride and Coach Woods for preparing us to understand all the concepts in the offense, to see how everything in the run is correlated to the pass, and that all that helps us to become more explosive and all-around tight ends in this offense. So, yeah.